Hello and welcome to the Ramblings of My Soul. I'm Amy McNaughton and I am the queen instigator and igniter of this podcast. I'm here to stir the pot of your desires and fuel your soul. I'm a rebel with a cause. I'm your cheerleader, confidant, and your tour guide. I'm here to guide you back home to your inner truth, but most importantly, I'm here to help you identify what is your truth. We're going to channel Peter Pan and Christopher Columbus because we're going to be setting sail to find other lost women and discover a new world, one filled with fun, love, and laughter. You're going to discover a different view of the world, and it will be one that works for you because it will be created for you. Today joining me is Shannon. She was here last week on our podcast as we dove deep and explored challenges of changing your life. And this week, our conversation is going to be around the power and challenge of saying no. And without further ado, let's dive in for another meaty conversation. I want to start off by saying how much fun last week was.
Yeah.
When I listened to the recording, I was still chuckling. I wanted to hear what was coming next. And I was elated. I really was.
Okay.
And, you know, and when I put it on my podcast, I was listening again to every word. So I listened to it a lot. And it was so much fun. So,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to tonight because this is, I'm going to say, probably one of the most challenging things for women, and it's the power of saying no.
Yes.
And I know that we had a conversation one day, it feels like it wasn't that long ago, I'm thinking it was a few months ago though, and it was, let every sentence you say end with a period.
Mm.
And that includes no. And
right.
No is a complete sentence in and of itself. However,
right.
As women, we tend to get so caught up in worrying about what other people think of us, and we don't want to come off as being the bad guy or the selfish person.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up saying yes to a lot of things that we actually should be saying no to. So
right.
We had a conversation a couple days ago, and this is one of the conversations you wanted to shed some light on. So I say, let's get going.
Yeah. Yeah. It was even one of those things that we were still discussing. Like, it's not something I'm curious to see if I'll ever master this one. Because even to this day, to when you and I had chatted, I had said yes to something that maybe could have waited or, you know, wasn't really a priority with my time personally. And, you know, there were reasons why I did say yes, but none of them were because it was a real yes for me.
Right.
Yeah. It was more about, you know, wanting to be helpful and not be selfish with my time or, you know, those kinds of things. So, I mean, for as much as I've learned, I mean, we're still talking about that even now.
There are moments where saying yes to yourself is a challenge. And
it's
going to be probably for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Now, let me elaborate on that. It's because as you step into saying yes to yourself in different ways, there is something else that will unveil itself. And it'll be an experience that you never had before. So every time a new experience presents, you have to be very conscious of what you're saying, what you're doing, what are your thoughts, what is the energy that's driving your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to share with you, a lot of the time, guilt is the energy that is driving a decision. I'm not going to say that I'm not challenged by saying no. Oh yeah, it happened to me a few months ago, and
my coach asked me, what was the deciding factor? What is it that made you actually say yes to this? And I said, well, you know, and I brought up my own history as I was a child, because I didn't want to be a bad mom, as I do air quotes. And that means I'm doing it out of guilt. Guilt of not wanting to be a duplicate, a replicate, not wanting to be the way my mother was in those moments. I wanted to be more. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't consciously choose it. Subconsciously, it is guilt that was steering my decision. So when we have guilt steering us, our decisions, we are not connected to our truth. We are not connected to the joy of something. And here's the thing. If something is not a hell yes, I'm going to do this, don't do it.
Right. Right. And I think that the guilt is maybe sometimes that is a little harder to identify as guilt per se. Like I would do things because I can do them. Well, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Or because I really liked this cause or I really liked this group. I didn't really associate the yes with the guilt, but I suppose now looking back, I would associate the no with feeling guilty about it. Ooh. But at the time, it would feel like I'm doing this like noble, I should, because it's a good cause or what have you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you made a really great point. And it's just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should. Mm-hmm. Because when we're going against our hearts, right? When we're going against our hearts, meaning, are you doing something that brings you joy? If you're in alignment with your heart and you feel good about something, then all, by all means, say yes. Mm-hmm. However, if you feel like, oh, I better say yes. Well, you know, I don't want to come off as being bad. That's guilt. That's guilt. Mm-hmm. So I look back to some of the things that you were doing. And because you wanted to be a good person, you wanted to be a nice person. However, here's the thing about being a good person and a nice person. If the energy you got going, doing something for someone else, isn't 100% excitement, then that means the energy you're putting into it is not that.
Yeah.
Not coming from a place of, if you wish, authenticity, which is a word that's so overused these days. So I'd like to say that you're not being honest with yourself.
Right.
You're not being honest. And that means there's some degree, there's some vibration or level in there that is a lie. You're lying to yourself. You don't really want to do it. You're doing it because you can or you know how.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that it's the right thing for you to do.
Right. And I even realized, too, that actually in my agreeing to do some of the things was doing a disservice, ultimately. Like when I moved into this house away, I moved communities, as you know. I left behind 5 boards of directors I was on. They were all kind of like smattered all over. I loved them all. Some of them I had been doing for years. Some of them I was fairly new. And I loved the purpose and loved the cause. But I realized, probably not quickly enough, that I wasn't doing any of them particularly well. What I was contributing wasn't what I could be contributing if I was investing my time in something that really lit me up. So really, I came to understand like it is actually a disservice because I'm not causing them to look for the person or that person to show up that really is wanting to put all that they have into it.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's another way that you are of a disservice, and it's not only to them,
right?
It's to you. Mm-hmm. It's that thing of self-sabotage.
Yeah, and you'd feel pretty crappy about it. Like, oh, that there's even more guilt. You get guilted into the yes of it, and then you're guilty because you can't participate in the way that either you feel you should, or what the role needs, or what have you.
Right. And the other thing that is that can happen is there's a frustration, there's resentment, annoyance, especially if they start asking you to do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because they're thinking you said yes to it because you really want to be there. You want to help them. You love everything they're doing. And you're like, yes, you do love them. You do love the cause. You love the work.
And the people, mostly for me, it's always the people. Like,
yeah, you love everybody, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think back to when you say that, I think back to one of the first businesses I worked for, worked with. She had an employee that was working part-time. It was her first employee. And she was telling me that, you know, the employee was not working to the best of her ability and asked me if I would work with her employee. So I coached her employee and I'm listening to them. And it's like, the employee doesn't really love the work, but she loves the employer. Mm-hmm. Loves my client. My client is not really appreciating the lack of work ethics that her employee is offering, but really loves the employee. Mm-hmm. So here we have two people who really love each other, but both are not producing or being honest with themselves. Mm-hmm. So after, you know, after I worked with this young woman for a while, I went back to my client and I said, she called me one night and she said, how did the call go? How did the coaching go today? And I was like, well, I believe that I coached into quitting. I pause and I'm holding my breath and she's like, what? And then however, what happened was she got honest with herself. The employee did quit and my client, the employer, accepted the resignation. And the thing is, they are still friends today. Mm-hmm. Because they did what was right for themselves without the guilt and the stories that are attached that you don't do that. You just work harder.
Right.
Life doesn't have to be hard. It is about staying in alignment and being honest with yourself. And I'm going to share with you right here now. One of the biggest challenges for me as I started to make changes in my life was getting honest with myself. Now, I was pretty honest, and I'm saying pretty honest, with others. However, lying to myself, I thought, wasn't a big deal because no one can read my mind. No one knows my thoughts. So if I said I was going to do something, I didn't do it. No sweat. That didn't matter because I'm the only one who knew that I didn't do what I was going to do.
Yep. I can relate to that. I think many of us can, really. Don't say something out loud because then you're in trouble of being held to it.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about last week. It's like, I don't like writing anything down because then
that's right.
It's pretty clear. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
So saying no can be a challenge on so many levels. And, you know, I remember when my daughter was young, she would ask me, you know, if she could do something. And I'd, you know, I'd pay attention to like what it felt like for me. And I'd go, no, no. And a few minutes later, she'd say, what if? And I, she'd go on and I'd say, it's still a no. It doesn't feel right. So even if you ask me 10 minutes from now, it's still going to be a no. And it was interesting because I imagine that being my daughter was challenging. Right? However, here she is, she's going to be 24 on the weekend, and she's so clear on what a yes is and what a no is, and does she get blurred like the rest of us in the world? Absolutely. However, here she is, and she's very clear on so many things, doesn't waver, whereas I look back to when I was her age, man, I was like and waving all over the place. Yes, I'd love to, and I'd be like, rolling the eyes, getting frustrated, thinking, like, mm-hmm. How did I say that? Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I go energetically into something that I didn't even want to be going into.
Right. And then taking away, the other side of that scenario is that all the things that you're saying yes to are taking away from the things that you actually do want to say yes to.
Right.
For me, because I own my business, I found that the more that I started to realize that the other things besides my business that I said yes to meant saying more no to my family, because my business, not as a priority, but where my time, like over my family, but where my time goes and is focused is at my business. And when I'm doing extracurricular things outside of the business, so 7 o'clock at night meeting or a weekend event, what have you, that is cutting into my family time, which puts strain on my business time. And so the things that are actually the priorities to me, you wouldn't guess that based on what my calendar looks like or looked like. Right. Yeah.
So the other thing is, okay, we're talking about how we feel guilty ourselves. Mm-hmm. However, then there's the external forces that tell us what we should and shouldn't do.
Right.
And why aren't you doing this? And why are you doing that?
Right.
So there are not only the internal forces that are getting our decisions, there are the external ones. And you might feel really great about a decision you made and you said no to something. And then you have not your voice in your head. You have someone else's voice saying, I can't believe you did that. And you're like,
right.
Oh my God. And then you start questioning yourself. You start doubting yourself. Then you start feeling bad. Now, the thing is with that, that energy is emanating from you and it's going out. And what happens with that energy as it goes out, it's going to vibrate, resonate with other energies like that. And that's what we call, you know, you attract this same energy. It's because whatever energy you're emanating is resonating within you. It's going to resonate with that same energy in other people, in other experiences. So all of a sudden, you have these low vibrations that you're bringing into your life.
Right.
And that comes from all over the place. So you have to be really mindful to say yes to the things that feel right for you and to say no to other things. And the other thing is about saying no, it's not always a hard no. It might be a no right now.
Right.
And later on, when I have more time, I'd love to do it.
Right. Or maybe not. I'd like to participate, but not at that scale. Like,
right.
There's more of that gray area that we talked about last week. Even.
Right.
Yeah.
A no is like the yes and the no is exactly like the black and the white.
Yeah.
Right. It's like allowing yourself to consider, yes, I do want to do this. And no, it's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's like both energies, both things are there right now. And I had, I was driving, I actually got up early this morning and I went and had coffee with my daughter. And as I'm driving to her place, you know me, I'm always looking for metaphors. Mm-hmm. I'm driving and I look up in the sky and it's early and I can still see the moon. And yet very clearly to the left of me, the sun was shining. So it's like these two energies exist at the same time. Neither one of them are wrong.
Right.
So sometimes a yes is a very clear yes. And sometimes it's not. It's a no, not right now. Yes, later. The same thing you were saying. Not to this degree. I would like to partake in it this way. Right. It's really getting clear on what do you want and what do you not want in your life? Because if you send out mixed messages, you will get frustrated because you send out mixed messages and people respond to the way you're sending out the message.
Right. Right. So, and I guess with some of that, kind of like I was going to ask you the interview question of, okay, so we've all said yes. What do we do if that's really a no? Like, because that's, again, where another low vibration guilt comes in. I said yes to this. I've realized now that I should never have said yes to this. Now what?
Okay. So are you talking about a real case scenario?
No, well, I mean, very real to me, like all the time it was, but yeah, I mean, not one currently for me, but just I don't know, maybe it requires specifics, but I guess more to the effect of how to avoid the feeling of guilt about it.
Well, you know, it's a really broad question here because it, well, I'm saying that because I'm very mindful that sometimes we say yes to something, feels right in the moment, mm-hmm. and as we get closer, fear could be coming up in us.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Right? And then right. we go backpile and go, oh my God, like I'm not ready. It's not the right time.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It is broad, isn't it?
So it's like it's challenging me for me to answer a made up.
Yeah. If it's like if it should have been a no, it's not a fear related, I guess. Like
it's a guilt related. I said yes to this and I do not want to be doing it.
Right.
So pay attention to your body. Are you feeling tense? Are you clenching your teeth? Are you holding your breath? Pay attention to your body because your body will never lie. It will never lie. And say you've been asked to do an interview and you're like, yes, that would be great. Mm-hmm. You're saying, yes, it would be great because it would help them. Mm. And maybe indirectly it'll help you. However, if you don't feel the joy, I mean, pure, unaltered joy, by saying yes to them.
Right.
Then let it be a no. Now, what if you've said yes to them already? A few days later, you're like, oh, God, I can't do this.
Right.
So you can approach it this way. You can let them know, I've really stopped and considered this, and it just doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And then they might say, oh, no, you'll be great. This will be fun. Relax, you know. And you're like, no, it doesn't feel right. Maybe in a month from now, maybe in a year from now. However, I have to really honor what is there for me because I don't want to go live with you and then not show up 100% because you deserve me showing up 100%.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I guess that was what I was looking for. I think there's been a couple of times where over the years you've described a similar situation. Sometimes they're pleasure, like a birthday party, and sometimes they're an event. And, you know, it just didn't feel right for you to go. And then you just didn't. And I was like, what? You just didn't. What's that like?
I think I remember the scenario of being invited to someone's house for a Christmas party.
Oh.
And I was like, don't get me wrong. I love a good meaty conversation. Mm-hmm. But if the conversation revert to, did you notice that person do that? I can't believe this is happening. And when it reverts to conversations like this, I just like, it's like I cringe and I get like a, God, my skin crawls. I can't. Right. I can't do it. So this individual is a lovely, lovely person. Now, if I could have had a whole conversation with her at the party, it would have been great. However, it's like feeling the energy of the environment for yourself and considering all things that could possibly be there. And being really honest with yourself. And I said no to her. I said no. And she was a bit disappointed. And then we had a conversation about it. Because it's Christmas. You get invited to a party. What's not to love? You got to say yes to all of it.
Right.
No, you don't. And you don't have to make up an excuse. You just have to allow yourself to be really honest with yourself. And now, you know, this is a great conversation because Christmas parties are going to start coming up. And if you say yes to every one of them, look, I can look back when, oh gosh, this was, I'm going to say probably about 15 years ago. There was a Christmas party at my husband's workplace. The following week, there was a Christmas party at my workplace. And then from there was all these other Christmas parties going on. And it ended up that there was like 6 weekends in a row.
Oh, my.
And that's not fun. It's exhausting. It's stressful. Mm-hmm. And look, here's where it's not exhausting and stressful. If you're really jazzed about those 6 parties, even if it's 6 in a row every weekend till Christmas,
right,
if you're excited and jazzed about each one, they will not create any stress in your life. They will not throw you for a loop. They will not create annoyance or frustration or like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting ready again. Mm-hmm. They don't create any of that. It's about really getting honest with yourself and choosing what's my environment. And when I say that, what's the environment inside of you and outside of you? Mm. You feel peace at the thought of going to a party or whatever the event is. If you feel joy and excitement, or you don't even have to feel excitement. Sometimes it's just a very calm, relaxed feeling. If you feel that, then say yes. Mm. If you feel any kind of agitation, you've triggered something from your past that you don't want to even do again. Mm. There's something there. And it's not to ignore it. It's to really get honest with yourself and go like, no, this does not calm me. Mm. However, a lot of us have been taught to be supportive, be kind, be courteous, respectful, be appreciative, grateful. And all of these,
yes.
Right, all of these things are laden with guilt, right? And we don't want to be that person that doesn't show up when we're
right.
We don't want to do that. And it really does come down to, how does it really make you feel thinking about a specific event?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting what you said in the beginning, though, about, because I hadn't even thought of the fear being one of the reasons. Even when I was really, really anxious, I tried so hard to not let being scared of doing something be the one thing that keeps me from doing it. But yeah, it's really interesting that sometimes that feeling is fear, and maybe that's something you choose to face instead, but sometimes it's just a no.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an interesting difference between fear or fear.
Right.
Stories.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
That's
right. If you want to say no to something, but you've got all these stories going on why you want to say no, mindful of that. Fear is a whole different thing. And yes, it can be from story, but there's a stronger vibration, and you're not in your head, you're in your body, and you're feeling it and focused on it. And you don't have any story. You're just almost paralyzed with it. So pay attention. So it's like, oh, I don't want to do that because, you know, I don't want to go there because that person's going to be there. And those are all excuses. Now, here's the thing. If you're making up excuses, you might want to pay attention to that as well. Because basically what you want to do is say no.
Right. Or watch out what your excuse is. Like, I was a lover of the excuse. but I don't want to say, oh, I can't come, I'm not feeling well, because I don't want to end up not feeling well.
Right. It's the same idea of what you were talking about last week when you were saying that I'm tired.
Right. That's right.
I was very good at, I didn't like my job years ago. I did not like it. And if certain people were going to be in that I had to work with, I could feel myself getting sick.
Yes. You know, I think
I'm saying to myself, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. Oh, I know I'm going to get sick. Oh, I can feel it coming. And then I talk to my husband, and then I talk to someone else, and I talk about how I was feeling sick. Well, you say it enough times, you wake up in the morning and you're talking like this. I can't talk. I can't come into work. Right. And then you get off the phone and you're like, yes, it's like you're singing Ave Maria. You're singing, you're dancing.
Right.
And then the next day comes and you're sick. You're sick. The minute you lie to yourself, you're setting yourself up for whatever energy you are putting out there. Mm-hmm. Whether you're lying to yourself or lying to someone else, a lie is a low vibration, and you really want to honor your truth. You got to allow yourself to say yes to the things that bring you joy. You've got to say no to the things that do not bring you joy. You've got to allow yourself to say, I would love to do that, but not right now. What about 2 weeks from now? Or, you know, and not go, oh, well, I can't because blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'd love to. However, what does it look like for you, say, 3 weeks from now? You get out a story and you go right to what you want to create for yourself and talk about that. Mm-hmm. You don't fill the gap with the stories of why you can't. Focus on why you can and right. what it will look like if the desire is there. If the desire to do something is not there, then by all means, say no.
Right. Yeah. And when did the I'm sick excuse start to become more acceptable than the I don't want to? Why, you know, I find that so funny now in talking about it, that just not wanting to is somehow not a good enough reason. Like, I just don't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we were taught that you've got to be there for others. You can't disappoint people. You can't mm-hmm. do it. You can't do that. The right. only thing we end up being able to fall back on, if you wish, is sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. If you're coughing, no one wants to be around. And especially now.
Especially now, yeah.
Not more so than there was before. There was a meme that I saw on Facebook one day. It's like, really, I don't have COVID. I just swallowed my spit the wrong way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm coughing, right?
Cool. Yeah.
Being sick becomes okay because then you don't want other people to be sick. And if you're calling in to work, you're calling in sick, they don't want you there.
Right.
Now, some employers still want you there. and then you begrudgingly may go in. And what happens is you do end up getting more sick.
Mm-hmm. All so, again, circling back to not having had made yourself the priority.
Right.
To begin with, yeah.
I remember years ago when I was working at the bank, I said, I was going to call in this morning and not come in. And the manager said, why? I said, because I woke up in such a good mood. I wanted to say, hey, I'm not coming in today. I feel too good. Why can't you call in well? Why do you have to call in sick?
That's awesome.
There's my perspective on things, right?
Right. And now I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you wake up excited to do what you're doing now. I know I do too. Roll out of bed. I don't even roll out of bed anymore. It's like jackknife out of bed and get the day going.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't set an alarm anymore. Mm-hmm. And that brings me so much joy. And it's not because I work for myself. I wake up at all on my own anywhere from 4 o'clock in the morning till 5:15-ish every day. Just every day. I just wake up and I get up and I step into my day. Now, when I had to set my alarm for 7 o'clock in the morning, I begrudged it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the alarm I begrudged. It was the work that I said yes to that, you know.
Right.
That I begrudged. You know, now here's an interesting thing about work. You know, you're going to have people that say, well, you need to pay the bills. You absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had known then what I know now, I would have gone into work feeling differently because I would have looked at this may not be the thing that brings me joy. However, the fact that I'm getting paid and I can pay my bills, that brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for what is that thing that you may have to do right now. You might have a job that you find is miserable. Look for the piece of it that brings you joy. And if that's the money, look, I'm not going to judge. I'm seriously suggesting look for the part that brings you joy. Focus on that and let go of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking about you. You are going to be at Christmas at Forum for the next, how many weekends in a row?
It's my 6 weeks of Christmas parties, although they're all weekend long.
Right. So right now, if you say yes to anyone else to doing something, you will sabotage or potentially sabotage everything that you need to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then here's what happens, and I'm just making this up as I go. Here's what happens. You get tired, you get frustrated, and you don't have enough time to replenish your stock the following weekend. And then your child comes in and says, Mom, I don't feel good. Well, I don't have time to take care of you. You've got to go to school. You snap. You actually take that energy and you direct it somewhere else. And here you've got 6 weekends in a row that you have to be present at the Christmas at the Forum. You have your own booth there. Right now, it's not a time for you to start saying yes to someone else out of the kindness, out of your heart.
Right.
It's time for you to get really honest with yourself and really consider what do you need to do for yourself so that you can be present, not only to yourself and for the things you need to do in your business, but for your children, your husband, close friends, whatever is meaningful to you, the people that are meaningful for you in your life. Sometimes you may have to say no to them to be able to stay with an energy that is honest and truthful, because you want that energy emanating from you. You don't want negative energy.
Right. Yep.
So you came close to saying yes to something in your life.
I did. Yep.
Hopefully you did say yes to it.
I did. Yeah. I do. Right. And then I got honest and, you know, went back and was like, hey, you know, not yet. Right. It's still a yes, but not yet. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is, I wanted to bring that up and not go into details about it, but you said yes because you knew that you could provide her with what she was looking for.
Right.
However, and you wanted to, however, you didn't stop and allow yourself to consider the timing of it.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a really great experience or example of yes and not right now.
Right.
And, right. And here's the thing, like, I'm sure she, and I don't know, maybe she didn't. I find that when I'm honest with someone else and I say, look, I'd really love to, and I honestly can't for at least another month. I find that people respect that and they go, oh my gosh, I totally get it.
I, you know, now that I'm getting better at saying no, I find that more often as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You always think that people are going to have judgment about it. But actually, when I think about it too, if somebody says no to me in that same way, it's not like I'm like, oh, well, that's not nice of you or what have you. Like, it's a no. That's cool. I don't want people to do something for me that they don't want to do, which is why I hired movers.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you say that, movers come in and they just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Well, this is what they do.
Yeah. They're like new friends now.
It's like, oh my gosh. So saying no can be so powerful. And I'm going to dare to say it's more powerful than saying yes. And it's more powerful than saying yes, because saying yes to everything and anything, whether you like it or not, is easy because we've been brought up to say yes to everyone else except ourselves.
Right.
So no is a very powerful word. And really, it's transformational. Now, here's something I want to share with you where I started to say no. And this happened almost 20 years ago now. And it was when I said no to the bullshit that I was tolerating in my life. There was a lot of meanness and negativity in my, I'll say my extended family, my upbringing. So when I would, it was 20 years ago that we were all home for Christmas, and the five girls were home, and my mom and dad were there, and I was picking up on all this negative energy, and the negativity was palpable. You could feel it. You could breathe it in. Oh, it's something, you know, I just stretched my neck. It's like you can feel it in your bones. When the negativity is so strong, it is exhausting. It is so depleting. It's debilitating. And then literally you can get aches and pains, and you can get coughs and cold congestion. You can get all of those symptoms going on. And it wasn't until then, to be honest, that I realized that this was my upbringing. And here I was 35 years old and I was still tolerating and accepting that's just the way it is.
Right. It is what it is.
Right. So the first thing, and I mean this, the first thing that I said no to was having it be okay for meanness to occur purposefully in my life. That was the first thing that I said no to. And I shifted my focus on what can I do to step away from it? How can I remove it? And when it comes to other people that are in your family, family's challenging on its own. But what are the things that I can do for myself where I can limit the amount of meanness and negativity? What can I do for myself? So I said no to that. So my invitation to anyone watching or listening, where do you have to start saying no to things that you have been accepting and tolerating for years out of habit? Like I said, I was 35. I really never considered how it was impacting my body. And honestly, your emotions, the emotional aspect of it, what are the things that you have allowed to just like accept into your life that are exhausting and depleting? Because those two are the things you need to say no to. It's not just events. It's about what are you allowing in? And something I shared, I don't know, might have been last week or another time when I was on Facebook Live, you will have a lot less to let go of if you don't let a lot of crap in. Right? And that's
right.
Nope, not interested. Nope. What is it? Not my circus, not my monkeys?
That's right. Yep.
So, that's right. So I let the circus pack up and go away. And the way I did that was I started to go, nope. And gossip. Gossip is a thing that very detrimental, right? And I don't know about your family. We were five girls, and then we have mom and dad. My mom was great at gossiping. Like she had mastered the art of it. And I used to be so interested. I used to love talking to mom because she knew the scoop on everybody and told me. When I moved from Quebec to Nova Scotia, I couldn't wait to get on the phone with her that I could hear what was going on in other people's lives. However, I started saying no to that as well. And even the conversations with my mom, even though we were far away, I started to not call her as often. And, you know, someone said, well, doesn't that make you feel bad? It's like, no, it doesn't. And what happened the last few years of her life, what happened was when we'd get on the phone with each other, we'd have these great conversations because mom knew she could no longer talk to me about my sisters. I just wasn't interested. So we would maybe not talk for a couple of months. And then when we'd get on the phone, she'd be telling me how she was going out with the Red Hat Society, I believe it was. She'd go out with the Red Hatters and they'd go for lunches and they'd go to a different place every month. And she'd tell me about, you know, some of the women and what was going on, like at the dinner, the fun she was having. And she used to go and play cards. So it's like when you're having conversations about things that light you up, and you're listening to someone share what lights them up, you've got all this beautiful energy around you. And you don't go off a phone call or step away from a coffee with someone and feel depleted and like, oh my God, I'm so glad that's over. You do that all the time, like years ago. Right? So it's that thing of doing what brings you joy. Sometimes saying no will bring you ultimate joy, but don't do it begrudgingly. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Going like, yeah, thanks for the offer, but I'm going to have to pass. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Stop. Right. Right.
Don't do it with the negative energy.
Yeah.
You say no in a positive way.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be hard.
That's right. No. Well, some of the, what I think of now when I have to say no, and I know I have to say no, is what, I guess what makes me happy about it is recognizing what it is I'm going to do instead, because I am going to say no to, you know, whatever event, because like for me now, it'd be like a Tuesday or something. Oh, even the chiropractor on a Tuesday morning. No, I can't come then. I have a commitment to myself and my business, and not, I guess that's not really like, they're not going to be like, oh, we're so sad you can't come to a chiropractor appointment. But even all these things, like even if it was something else, like when I'm saying no to something that somebody else wants me to do, remembering what it is that I'm actually going to do with that time, which is, you know, spend it on my business, watch a movie with the kids, go for a hike, what have you. That makes me not feel bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you do have to say no to something that at a distance seems like such a great idea.
Mm.
And you say no to it because there is something, I'll say energetically, that is more valuable to you. And yes, it can be jumping on the trampoline with your kids. It can be watching a movie with them.
Mm-hmm.
And cookies, like
we're getting
the Christmas season, so cookies are going to be big, right?
Right. So,
it's really being mindful of saying no to things that are not going to be fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think of it as that. Is it going to bring me joy? Is it going to fulfill me in some way, shape, or form? Then yes. And you might find yourself saying, sometimes we say no to something quite quickly, and that's rare. But we go, oh, like, oh, no, that wouldn't interest me. And then you create this space for someone to talk, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was going to be like that. Well, yes, I'd love to be, I'd love to do that.
Right. Right.
It's like, allow yourself, when it comes to a yes or whether a no, whatever it is, it's about really allowing yourself to pay attention to how it feels in your body. If you're holding your breath, if you're clenching your teeth, if you're rolling your eyes, or if you're in stories as to why you should or shouldn't, pay attention to all of that and focus on a smile, a gentle thought. Now, you could be in your head thinking of like, oh, this could be really, really fun. If you're in your head and you're like, this could really be fun, then say yes to that. What I'm saying, if you're in your head and you're making up stories about why it won't be fun, why it's not going to work for you, if you're in your head with negative conversations, just allow yourself to say no.
Mm.
Now, I'll go back to myself, and I look at years ago, someone would ask me to do something, and I'd be already in my head thinking, no, no, no. And what would come out of my mouth? Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. And here's the thing, you know, it's interesting for me because I look at the health issues I had up to about 15 years ago. The health issues I had were like insane. I had so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And let me share with you that, and this is not a story. The more you start saying yes to yourself and really getting honest with yourself and doing what brings you joy, the healthier you will become.
Mm-hmm.
So mastering a no, it's a big deal.
It is.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So make yourself a priority. I hear your kiddlings in the background.
Do you?
I did. And it's good.
Oh, yeah. I did. I got plugged really good. Yes.
So I'm mindful that we've been here for close to an hour now. And you do have kids at home, little ones. And I also know that you've got the next 6 weeks that are going to be super busy for you. And mm-hmm. yet, I'm saying only, air quotes here, 3 weekends, like 6 weekends in a row. So it's only, is it Friday? Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
However, 6 weekends in a row, which means I'm going to share with you how much I appreciate you being on with me here, because saying yes to yourself, the conversation we had last week about some of the challenges you faced and how you overcame them and stand in a very different place. These are conversations that women need to hear, because stuff that we do here is that change is hard. And, you know, I need to be grateful for what I have. Absolutely. And you can always want more.
Yes.
Truth. And women, we tend to feel guilty about so many things. And there's a lot of things we feel guilty about that have nothing to do with us. So these conversations, I believe, are invaluable. And I am hoping that we have at least a few more. And
yeah. And they were a hard yes for me as well. Like, what I really realized out of the last episode was how, because I make little notes about, you know, about the topic, and I reminisce, and I say, oh my gosh, I just realized I'm writing some things down. This is like the first time ever reminiscing. And it's been really good for me as well, to like good reminders, or maybe pieces of the puzzle that I wasn't ready to accept before, kind of falling into place now. So yeah, I mean, it was a yes for me for sure. It wasn't, you know, something that I said yes to make somebody else happy, I guess. So, to make you feel better. Oh, I should do it.
No, it's funny, because this is how I lead most of my conversations. Look, if you want to say no to this, I am totally okay with that. I want to know that.
Right. Yes.
And I'm totally okay with it. And I have asked people different things, you know, what do you think about doing this? A couple of months ago, I asked someone, what would you think about having a live conversation and sharing, because she inspired me. And I said, wouldn't it be great? And she was like, no. Would it be like a phone call? Why? People would be watching. And she's like, no. Oh, we could record it, and then I'll share. And she goes, you want to share it publicly? And it's like, yeah. And she's like, no. But it's like, can you see the beauty of this? Like, this is like so inspirational. You have inspired me. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can inspire so many other people. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay,
fine.
Like, sometimes I get so excited about something, and I don't know about you, but when I'm excited, I want everybody to be excited. Mm-hmm. And I want you to feel this, like, you gotta get this, you gotta do this. It's like, yes. And
yes.
Then I know, and I'm like, what do you mean? Okay. And then it's like, all right. However, here's the thing. That energy that I had, that excitement I had, that doesn't go away. I'm still excited. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about what I learned and the experience of it. And this young woman is just, look, she's absolutely amazing. And the fact that she said no to me does not change how I feel about her. Mm-hmm. So I want to share that with you, because I think it's really important, because we think that people, if we say no to them, that they're going to be angry or disappointed, or they're going to be all these things. And I'll share with you, she didn't really worry about whether she would disappoint me. I thought it was brilliant. She doesn't work with me. She's just a young woman, I know. And she said no. And I was like, yes.
Right.
I celebrate people's no. Even to mm-hmm. me, I'm like, yes, bring it. Mm-hmm. You know, I better watch out what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I want them to say yes to themselves. And yes to me, only if what I'm offering is in alignment with who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't want a yes other than that. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Do you have anything else you would like to share?
No, I don't. Today.
We are going to have to dig deep for next week.
Yeah.
And I think it was fun last week as we played and explored a whole bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can play and explore next week again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You let me know what your thoughts are, because you're going to be busy this weekend.
Yeah.
So while you're at Christmas at the Forum, take a note. Look, you're going to be at Christmas at the Forum. You're going to have all these people coming towards you. There is going to be great conversations.
Right. There are, for sure, especially in my line of work. We have all kinds of great conversations.
Honestly, in anyone's line of work, you know, when they say, people don't surprise me anymore, I'm like, really? Where do you live? What do you do?
Right.
People always surprise me, and that's okay. I kind of smile and go, well, isn't that interesting? I've got stories about how people can surprise you and all. Yeah, that'll be another conversation. I got one that's pretty darn good.
Well, I'll look forward to that one.
All right, I'm going to say thank you again, and I'm going to let you get back to your little ones, and I look forward to having another conversation with you next week.
Yeah.
And thank you, Shannon, again for being here with me, and we shall see you next week, and you have a fantastic rest of the week, and lots of success for this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.